Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 20 of Luke chapter 15. Jesus is speaking. So he set out and came to his father. But when he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his slaves, "Quickly, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf. Slaughter it, and let's eat and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. And he summoned one of the servants and began inquiring what these things could be. And he said to him, "Your brother has come, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has received him back safe and sound." But he became angry and was not willing to go in. And his father came out and began pleading with him. But he answered and said to his father, "Look, for so many years I have been serving you, and I have never neglected a command of yours. And yet you never gave me a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes, you slaughtered the fattened calf for him." And he said to him, "Son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost and has been found."
When those of us who are believers insist on going our own way, God will let us, much like the father in the parable of the prodigal son. Our Heavenly Father will not force our devotion to Him. So what happens if we move outside of God's plan? Our fellowship with the Father is significantly affected. The prodigal son was no longer in close contact with his dad. Their relationship was not as important to him as it once had been. If we wander from the Lord, we will also experience a disconnect with our Heavenly Father. Our resources, our time, talent, and treasure are wasted. The wayward son squandered his money on frivolous things and ended up worse off than the laborers at his father's house. In the same way, God gives us spiritual gifts, resources, and guidance to build His kingdom, but pursuing our own plan wastes what He has given us. And our deepest needs go unmet. Chasing after dreams that don't align with God's will lead to discontent. Only in Christ can we find true fulfillment. Poor choices have consequences, but they need not dictate our future. Our Heavenly Father never gives up on His children. He will welcome us with great joy and love when we turn back to Him.